Good evening. I want to thank all of you for coming together, and we're going to continue our discussions of tshuva. Last week, if you remember, we spoke about tshuva bein adam lamakom, tshuva that is connecting us or reconnecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And last week, our conversation involved that the best way to connect to Hashem, or perhaps the way that Chazal instituted that we should connect to Hashem, that is through tefillah, that's through davening. So last week we talked about tshuva bein adam lamakom. But this week I want to talk about the tshuva, which I think is much harder. And it's tshuva that's much more relevant. And that's, of course, the tshuva bein adam lachaveiro. That's the tshuva between individuals, between me and you. And that tshuva is, of course, much more difficult, much harder, much more of a challenge. You know, it's very interesting that one of the halachos that appears in Shulchan Aruch is that right before Yom HaKippurim, there is a mitzvah to ask mechila from people. You're supposed to go around and say, are you mochel me? Do you forgive me? And of course, many of the Balei Musar comment that obviously we're supposed to ask for mechila all year long, but if I do it all year long, people might be suspicious. They'd say, hey, what exactly did you do? How did you hurt me? And it might cause too much of a conversation. So therefore, what we do is we institute one particular day before Yom HaKippurim, and we say, this is the time to ask mechila. This is the proper time. And in that way, so people are not really hurt when you ask mechila. So that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The funny thing about this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, about asking your friend for mechila right before Yom HaKippurim, is that this halacha is honored in the breach. Or I should say it's not honored in the breach as much as it's maintained, it's kept by young kids. When you're in elementary school, when you're in grade school, when you're younger, you say, are you meichel me? Are you meichel me? Are you meichel me? That's the way it works again and again and again. And too often, as we get older, as we become more mature, as we reach a stage in life where we really hurt people, so then we don't ask for mechila. Then we are too arrogant, too caught up in our own minds, whatever it is, and we don't go over to the people who we hurt and ask for their forgiveness. And too often, even when we do ask people for forgiveness, the people who we ask for forgiveness are those who are more distant from us, farther away, people who we did not hear, who we did not hurt in a particular way. However, those who are closest to us, our close relatives, our family, too often we don't ask them for mechila. So there's a halacha. You're supposed to ask for mechila. That's one of the dinim of Erev Yom HaKippurim. It's well known to all of us. But what's interesting to note is that when you get beneath the hood of this sugya, there are actually two distinct sources that you have to ask for mechila. We know the Mishnah and the Gemara, the end of Maseches Yuma. The Mishnah tells us that Yom HaKippurim repairs Averos bein Adam lamakom, but Averos bein Adam lachavero, Yom HaKippurim does not atone for. And we derive this halacha from the pasuk, Mikoch HaToseichem lifnei Hashem, that all your sins in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, those sins are atoned for. Chatoseichem l'shnei Hashem, sins before the Ribono Shel Olam. But Yom HaKippurim is not mechaper on sins between me and you, sins bein adam l'chaveiro. It's only mechaper on averos bein adam l'makom. That is the Mishnah, the Gemara, the end of Yuma. The problem is Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, the colorful Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin. Rav Kuttner in his Sefer, Pachad Yitzchak on Yom HaKippurim, Simon Beis, and others are sensitive to this as well. He points out that there's a different source. There's a second source that you have to ask someone for mechila. You know, There's a perek in Bava Kamma called Perek HaChovel. And Perek HaChovel speaks about all of the halachos if I injure someone. I physically hurt a person. So there are different damages that you have to pay. Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. And then at the end of that perek, we learn that even if you bring the fellow all the wonderful things in the world, nonetheless, he won't forgive you. You have to ask for forgiveness. So here's the problem. Why do I need two distinct sources? Why do I need a source in Yuma that says that Yom HaKippurim does not forgive Ad Sheyiratzeh Es Chavero? And why do I need another source in Bava Kamma that says that if I injure someone, I'm chova b'chavero, so eno nimchalo ad sheyivakesh mimenu mechila. You don't attain forgiveness until you ask for forgiveness. Why do you need the two sources? That's the question that Rav Huttner asked. And it's really a thought-provoking question. And I think it can lead us to a greater understanding of what is accomplished when we ask for mechila. I should point out, by the way, that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Reb Shlomo Zalman was, of course, the Posek Hadar years ago. I remember, actually, when I was in Eretz Yisrael as a student, so I was uncertain how many days of Yontiv I should keep because my family is a teeny bit Lubavitch. So I went to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach to ask him how many days of Yontiv I should keep. And the next day I went back to Reb Shlomo Zalman. I knew where he lived. I went with a friend of mine to ask how many days my friend should keep in Eretz Yisrael. And I walked with Reb Shlomo Zalman. We walked him to the mikvah. It was right before Yontiv of Sukkos. And he held my hand and it felt like $1 million. He had just a tremendous human sensitivity. In Rav Yatz Rimon's Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos on page 201, he points out many of the tshuvas of Reb Shlomo Zalman reflect a tremendous sensitivity. Reb Shlomo Zalman had certain nice insights. And one of his insights is that if you read Maseches Bava Kamma, the first Mishnah, we learn Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four different primary categories of mazik. Four different categories of damages that are done. And among the Arba Avos Nezikin, there's something called Mav'eh. Mav'eh. And it's not exactly clear what Mav'eh is. And the Gemara explains, according to one opinion, that Mav'eh Zeha Adam. That when Adam, when a person damages someone else, that's called Mav'eh. And we derive that from a pasuk in Tevayim Bayun. That if you want it, you have to ask. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's actually very significant because Mav Ezeha Adam, when a human being damages, when we hurt somebody else, you have to ask for mechila. You have to articulate Mav Ez, speech, in Tevayon Bayu. If you ask, you have to ask for mechila. It's not enough to pay up. It's not enough to financially make amends. You gotta ask for mechila. But of course, this is the question. Why do I need the halacha twice in Shas? Why do I need it both by Yom HaKippurim and also by regular mazik, also the Mishnah in Bava Kamma? So I'd like to offer three suggestions. Suggestion number one, you have to read carefully. The Mishnah in Bava Kamma says that if I hurt you, so I don't attain forgiveness ad sheyivakesh mimenu mechila. I don't attain forgiveness until I ask you for forgiveness. However, the Mishnah in Yuma has a different expression. The Mishnah in Yuma's expression is, you don't attain forgiveness ad sheyiratzeh es chavero, until you appease him. If I read the Mishnayis carefully, there's a huge difference between asking someone for forgiveness and being meratzeh es chavero. If I ask you for forgiveness, that means I ask. But do you necessarily forgive me? I don't know. I don't know if you forgive me, but I ask. All year long, if I injure you, if I hurt you, if I damage you, I have to ask. State nisht in Mishnah that you have to forgive me. But for the kapara of Yom HaKippurim, it has to be much more than that. It has to be ad sheyiratza eschavero. You have to actually grant me mechila. Now, of course, this itself begs the question. All year long, you ask for forgiveness, but the guy who you hurt might not forgive you, and yet that suffices. What's accomplished? What's gained? If I ask you for mechila, what is gained if you don't actually forgive me? What is gained with achiyivakesh mimenu mechila? So I would argue that maybe asking for forgiveness is the equivalent of vidui. We know that when I want to do tshuva and averos being adam lamakom, I want to ask Hashem for forgiveness because of the sins I did to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have to say vidui. According to the Rambam, perhaps the vidui, the confession, is the mitzvah of doing tshuva. It's not really to do tshuva. That may or may not be attained. The mitzvah is vidui. The mitzvah is to confess. But what about being adam lachaveiro? What about when I hurt you? Is there an element of confession? So the answer might be, and the Bach sounds like this in Siman Tafrei Shavav, the answer might be that when I hurt you, there is also a vidui. That vidui, that confession is, I have to look you in the eye, I have to face you, and I have to say, I hurt you. And that itself is vidui. And you know what? If I'm confessing, even if you don't forgive me, but something is accomplished, because it's part of my confession. Perhaps that's the idea. You know, the Chafetz Chaim is known for the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He wrote many, many Svarim. But he's called the Chafetz Chaim because of his classic Sefer on Lashon Hara. And it's interesting that when you look at the Sefer Chafetz Chaim and you look for the letters of approbation for the Haskamas, you would think that the Chafetz Chaim would have gotten a Haskama from the greatest Baal Musar of his generation, from Yisrael Salanter. But there's no Haskama of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. It doesn't exist. And according to tradition, the reason why Rabbi Yisrael Salanter refused to give a Haskama on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim is because the Chafetz Chaim paskins, if you tell Lashon Hara about someone, if you speak ill, you speak negatively of someone, so the Chafetz Chaim says you have to go to that person and say, Shmerel, Getzel, I spoke Lashon Hara about you. You have to go to him. And if you don't go to him, you're not going to achieve Mechila. That's what the Chafetz Chaim writes. And according to tradition, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter refused to give a Haskama on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim for that reason. Because Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, listen, your Mechila, the fact that you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive you, that gives you no right to hurt somebody else. You can't do it off Yenim's Platzes. You can't hurt anybody else. So what are you going to do? You're going to say, Shmerel, I hurt you. Shmerel's going to feel terrible. He's going to be devastated. How did you hurt me? What happened? Oh, I spoke Lashon Hara. And the Lashon Hara really hurt you. That could bury a person. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, your mechila can't come at the expense of hurting somebody else. That's what he says. And that's a really interesting idea. So what does the Chafetz Chaim hold? Perhaps the idea is the same thing that we're saying. If bakashas mechila, if asking for forgiveness is the same as a vidui, it's the same as a confession. So Chafetz Chaim says, you know what? Bein adam lachaveiro, you also have to confess. And that means you have to look at the guy in the eye and you have to say, I hurt you. The guy might be really hurt and insulted. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in the Halicho Shlomo, you have to be a little bit of a pikeach. You have to be intelligent enough to do this in a way that you won't hurt the person more. Yisrael Salanter says, no. Asking your friend for mechila has nothing to do with vidui. You don't have to spell out what you did at all. You don't have to do it. And therefore, the concern that you might hurt somebody, that trumps whatever possibility you might lose from mechila. That's perhaps the discussion between Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and the Chafetz Chaim. The Pashtus is that according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, if I speak Lashon Hara to you, about you, excuse me, if I hurt you, if there's damage that's caused with the Lashon Hara, so there's no way to attain mechila. It can't happen. Because the halacha says I'm not allowed to walk over to you and ask you for mechila. And if I can't walk over to you and ask you for mechila, so I'll never attain mechila. I'll never be forgiven. It happens if you read Rav Huttner's essay there in Pachad Yitzchak on Yom HaKippur in Siman Beis. Rav Huttner has like a razzle-dazzle lumdus that perhaps you get forgiven because you can't ask mechila, you don't need to ask it. That's already razzle-dazzle. But the simple reading is that you don't get mechila. So let's go back. I have a question. How come I have two sources? On the one hand, I have a source that says that on Yom HaKippurim, you have to ask for mechila. On the other hand, I have a source that says all year long you have to ask for mechila when you hurt somebody. The answer is that all year long you have to ask for mechila. On Yom HaKippurim, you have to be granted mechila. We have a question. What's accomplished if you ask for mechila and no one grants you mechila? So he said maybe what's accomplished is that's considered vidui. But maybe the idea is something else. You know, both the Rambam in Parak Aleph of Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Hari nichamti uboshti b'masai. The Rambam writes, a part of Tshuva is that I'm embarrassed with what I did. And Rabbeinu Yonah, in the first shar of the Sharei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah lists 20 ikarim of Tshuva. And of those ikarim, two of them sound really the same. There's busha and klima. You have to really be embarrassed. And maybe the idea of asking for forgiveness, even if you don't grant me forgiveness, the idea is that when I ask for forgiveness, that itself creates a sense of busha. And because it creates a sense of busha, that is necessary for the tshuva process. Busha, embarrassment, is essential for the tshuva. Now it happens that if you look in halacha, there are sources that mention this exact idea. That asking mechila, even if your friend doesn't grant you mechila, that asking mechila itself is a value. You know, the halacha is that let's say I hurt somebody and that person passes away, the person is nifter. So the din is I'm supposed to take 10 people and go to the kever, go to the grave of that person and say, you know, I hurt so-and-so and I'm asking for forgiveness. Now when you think about it, what does that accomplish? Right? Well, what are you doing over there? The guy's not going to grant you mechila. Right? He's dead. Er shon gestorben. What's it going to accomplish? And if you're saying that you have to articulate it, so I can articulate it in my living room. The answer is this thing that we're mentioning. There's an element of busha, being embarrassed and taking 10 friends and going to that grave and asking for forgiveness that accomplishes the busha. And busha is an essential part of the tshuva. So asking for mechila is tshuva all year long. But Yom HaKippurim, you have to have the fellow grant you mechila. And perhaps this idea that you go to the kever maybe won't help for the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim. Because the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim requires that mechila is given. So that's one approach. But I have two other approaches. What's the difference between the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim, between the bakoshas mechila of Yom HaKippurim, asking someone for forgiveness before Yom HaKippurim begins, and all year long? How come you need a source in Bava Kamma and a source in Yuma? So we read the Mishnah in Yuma carefully, Ad sheyiratza es chavero. And we understood Ad sheyiratza means that your friend has to grant you mechila. But there might be more to it. You know, in the commentary of the Vilna Gaon on the Siddur, in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, in the Siddur Isha Yisrael, the Gra is quoted as saying that Ritzui is not simple forgiveness. I can forgive you to the extent that I'm no longer going to press charges. I'm no longer going to be really upset with you. That's one type of forgiveness. But there's another type of forgiveness, which is that I appease you to the extent that we become best buddies again. We become best friends again. We become really close. Perhaps the idea of asking for mechila all year long is just sheyavakesh mimenu mechila, forgive me. Don't press charges. Don't be upset. But Yom HaKippurim requires much more. Yom HaKippurim requires ad sheyiratzes chavero, that your friend has to give you ritzui. You have to have ahava and reyos. In the Sefer Harirei Kedem, which is some conglomeration of ideas based on Rav Soloveitchik's thoughts, in the Sefer Harirei Kedem, so he notes that the piyut of Yom HaKippurim speaks about a day of Yom Sima, Ahava, Achva, Vireyos. Yom HaKippurim is a day that we become like best buddies. So it's not enough to just ask for mechila. It's not enough to just ask, will you forgive me? So that they're not going to press charges. But Yom HaKippurim requires ad sheyiratze es chavero. It requires that we actually forgive each other to the extent that we become close. We become friends again. You have to have he'oras panim. The psukim in the Mizmar of Tshuva, in Mizmar Nun Aleph, David HaMelech speaks about Hashiva li sis'on yish'echa. There's a joy that you're asked to be returned to you. And that joy comes about when you ask for mechila and you are forgiven, not just forgiven in a mechanical sort of way, but forgiven in the sense that we become close together, we become friends again. So that's the second approach. Approach one is that all year long you have to ask for mechila. Your friend doesn't have to grant it. Yom HaKippurim has to grant you mechila. Approach two is that you need much more than mechila. You need ritzui. You need to become close together, to become like friends with each other once again. But there's a third approach, which is actually the scariest of all of them. The third approach says that, read the Mishnah in Yuma carefully. Ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper ad sheyiratze es chavero. That means, and the commentary on the Ein Yaakov, the commentary that's written by Reb Yeshaya Pinto called the Rif on the Ein Yaakov. The Rif on the Ein Yaakov says that Yom HaKippurim does not forgive at all. Ad sheyiratze es chavero. Yom HaKippurim does not even forgive the Averos Bein Adam LaMakom. All the sins to the Ribbono Shel Olam, all those Averos are not going to be forgiven. Ad sheyiratze es chavero, you have to ask mechila. So long as there are Averos Bein Adam LaChavero that are outstanding, Yom HaKippurim does not atone even for the Averos Bein Adam LaMakom. What a frightening thought. That's really scary. If I don't make good with you, if I don't make up with my neighbor, with my relative, with the people who hurt me, and the people who I hurt, if we don't become friendly again, even my averos being adam lamakom won't be forgiven. And it's hard to understand exactly what this idea is based on, but it probably has something to do with one of the themes that Rav Soloveitchik addressed in the Sefer Al HaTshuva at great length. The Rav in Al HaTshuva, it's found on page 77 and onward, the Rav commented that Yom HaKippurim is not a day of Kaparas HaYochid alone, but the element of Yom HaKippurim, the primary element, is the Kaparas HaTzibur. The main part of Yom HaKippurim is the Sa'ir that goes La'azazel. And that goat is pushed off the cliff and somehow we all get our mechila from that. But it's a mechila on the tzibur. Yom HaKippurim involves mechila for the tzibur. And here's the thing. How do I become a tzibur? How do we become an entity, a unit, a group? How do we move from being individuals to becoming this entity. It's not just enough that you have a bunch of people there. The Rav spoke about how Shutfim partners are different than Tzibur. Tzibur is a metaphysical entity. It's very different than just being partners. The answer is, you have to ask for mechila. Until you ask for mechila, so long as we have these barriers, we have these walls between me and you, so we are not a tzibur. The halacha of Yom HaKippurim is ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayer eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem. You're in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Throughout Chumash, the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is a location. It's a place. The Kodesh Kadashim is lifnei Hashem. The Azara is lifnei Hashem. Places where you bring karbanos, those are all lifnei Hashem. There is one time in Judaism that lifnei Hashem is not a location, but lifnei Hashem is a time. And that's Yom HaKippurim. But just like all those other types of lifnei Hashem, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, those are locations of Kaparas HaTzibur that involves being a community, being united. So also, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper Lifnei Hashem. I have to get rid of all those Averos Bein Adam LaChavero. If I don't get rid of the Averos I did to you, so then I'm not really Lifnei Hashem, because then we are not really a Tzibur. That's one approach to this idea. The importance of being Lifnei Hashem, of Kaparas HaTzibur, involves that you have to ask for Mechila. There's another way of saying this idea, which is slightly different, but probably also correct. There are two terms, and Rav Soloveitchik addresses this as well in the Sefer Al HaTshuva. There's a term Kapara and a term Tahara. Kapara means that your sin is atoned for. Tahara means that you're purified. And they're very different. They're very different. Kapara comes from an expression that's just wiped away. The sin is gone. Tahara changes a person completely. You are now purified. You're now a different person. So when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, so I have to ask you for mechila, and I need actually yiratz eschavero, because ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem. You need tahara. And the only way you attain tahara is if you go completely into that mikvah. If there's one tiny hair that's out of the mikvah, and that's the comparison that the Mishnah at the end of Yuma says, one tiny drop outside of that mikvah, you don't have any tahara. You're not purified at all. So what I need is tahara. And tahara is a complete process, that I become a pure individual. And therefore, it's not enough to just stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and just to confess on your Averos Bein Adam LaMakom. That's not sufficient. So long as you have Averos Bein Adam LaChavero, you are not a pure person. You are impure. And if you are impure, you are not someone who has tahara. So then Yom HaKippurim can't do its magic. So just to review very quickly, we asked, how come there are two sources? How come I have a Mishnah in Yuma that tells me you have to ask for forgiveness? And how come I have a source in Bava Kamma, you have to ask for forgiveness? And the answer is that all year long, you just have to ask. You don't have to be granted. Second answer, all year long, you ask for forgiveness. And even if you're granted, but you don't become best friends again. But Yom HaKippurim requires Ritzoy, you have to become best buddies. And the reason for that might be because Yom HaKippurim requires the Kapara of the Tzibur. And in order to be a Tzibur, we have to become close, friendly, united in a complete sort of way. But there's another element, that in order for Yom HaKippurim to do its magic, you need Tahara. You have to become a pure person. And you can't be a pure person so long as there are outstanding averos bein adam l'chavero. So let's not be like little kids. Little kids ask, are you maichomi, are you maichomi? And it doesn't really mean anything. Let's prepare for Yom HaKippurim properly. Let's think about those who we hurt. And let's really go and be meratzeh es chavero. Let's ask them for forgiveness to become best buddies with them once again. And when we do that, we will attain the tahara. We will become the pure person, that person who's united with all Yidden and can stand with Nei Hashem on Yom HaKadosh. Thank you for listening once again. And it's just a great pleasure to have an opportunity to hear.